Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Aranac Heritage Route Authority, Kurt Hillman. How are you today, Kurt?
Good morning, Kevin. Doing good.
Doing good today. Hey, you know what? The weather's looking good. Let's hope for the same thing for Saturday for you guys for the big day, Saturday and Sunday. Depot days in Standish.
Well, it looks good right now, but I'm not sure the meteorologist is going to be very kind to us over Saturday and Sunday, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. You're right. And it's a rain or shine event, but there's a lot of things going on that the weather won't affect for this.
That is correct.
Yeah, let's talk about it. This is already the 9th annual Depot Days, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Wow. All right. And bigger than better than ever this year?
Well, it just gets a little bit bigger. We change some things in and out to try to get some things, turn some things around, or hopefully get it a little bit better with some different things. But, you know, you just keep trying things and trying to find the magic thing that works somewhere along the way.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. Let's start with Saturday. What's happening on Saturday, Kurt?
Well, Saturday we open at 10 o'clock. We have Schmidt Amusements going to be there giving rides both Saturday and Sunday. But we have a pie baking contest, which people want to bring their favorite pie in by noon. And we have a judging of that. And then after the pies are judged, we're then going to sell the pies by the slice to anybody that would like to buy some. And then at 12:30, we're going to have a chili cook-off. And for anybody who has a favorite recipe for chili, they can bring that in. We've got a gentleman by name of Donald Benjamin is going to do some acoustic blues on the bandstand. Other than that, we've got the rides, people can come look at the train cars. They'll all be open for people to look at those, the two old English cars that are very much like the trains that were in Hogwarts train with the Harry Potter series. So we've got that's going on. Also, Saturday morning, we're going to have the 5K run walk in Standish. That'll start, registration starts at 8 o'clock, and then the race will kick off about 10 a.m.
Yeah, we had Josette on yesterday talking
yes.
about that for Juvenile Diabetes Association.
Yes.
There. It's very nice. And that's been an annual event, too. And it seems like that's also gaining some ground, too, in terms of the amount of people coming out for that.
Oh, it is very much so. It grows every year. It's amazing the number of people that are out running around the streets of Standish. And I think as long as it stays halfway decent, I think we'll be okay with that as well.
I think you're right. And then Sunday, another big day. What's happening on Sunday out there, Kurt?
Well, pretty much just some miscellaneous music stuff going on with people, and again, the amusement rides. The vendors that were here Saturday were going to be there Saturday. We'll be there Sunday as well, too. And right now we're looking at around 20 vendors that have various different wares and craft and things for the people to buy to look at. So it's pretty much a continuation of Saturday.
Yeah, and of course, as you mentioned, with the train cars there, people can come on out. I know you got plenty of historical things in the depot, too, if they want to come in and check that out, too, right?
Oh, yes, there is. We've had the local historical society up in Omer bring us some of their scrapbooks from the area, stuff that scrapbook has pictures and newspaper clippings from over 100 years old. People want to come down and look at stuff that was going on in Omer or Augeray or Standish or Twining or Turner or some of the other little burgs that don't exist anymore. Want to look at some of those scrapbooks? They're certainly welcome to sit down at the round table and go through those books and kind of see what has happened in Standish from years gone by.
Yeah, and now all the events that are taking place, other than, of course, the rides at Schmidt Amusements, this is a free event, isn't it?
It is. Totally free event. You know, come in and just take advantage of whatever's going on. You want to listen to the music, bring your lawn chair and sit there and listen to the music. Or it's just, it's free. You can come and look, and you wouldn't have to spend anything and enjoy the whole thing for the whole day if you wish.
But if they'd like, they can make a donation because you guys are still working on that depot there, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Any donation would certainly be accepted. We're still doing some things. We want to put a cover over our train cars to help protect them from the weather. And obviously, that's going to take a fair amount of money. If people would like to buy an engraved brick to put in our walkway, we're certainly doing that. The biggest part of the bricks paid for our bandstand, but we've got other things that we want to do around the depot, and if people want to buy a brick, we're more than welcome to accept their donation to do that.
Very nice, and again, they can do that while they're out there, and again, for anybody who doesn't know, where's the depot located?
It is located at the intersection of US 23 and M61. You'd easily be able to see it. You get in that neighborhood, you're going to see Schmidt Amusements there with all their stuff, so it'll be pretty obvious when they get in town.
Very nice. Now, Kurt, if they want more information about the Depot Days this weekend in Standish, how would they get more info?
Well, the thing would be go on the website. It would be standishdepot.org, and you'll see all those different things going on there. Or they can call a phone number. The number is 989-718- 3021.
All right. And also, hey, I almost forgot, Tim Herrick's going to be out there broadcasting live on Saturday morning from 9 to 11.
Yes, he is.
On WKJC. Yes. So be listening in for that. And I also know he's one of the judges for the pie baking contest.
Yeah, I think he's helped us with that before. So it's kind of an interesting thing because I have a lot of different pies that come in. Some look a little whatever, but tastes great. You know, so
that's
it's just,
right.
It's really a neat thing to do.
Very good. It's happening this weekend, the 9th annual Depot Days in Standish, Saturday and Sunday. And from the Aranac Heritage Round Authority, Kurt Hillman. Kurt, thanks for joining us today on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Good. Thanks, Kevin.